In a bus equipped with an MRI machine parked at the Fox Lake Prison, psychiatry professor Mike Koenigs has been scanning the brains of inmates. What he's found, he says, is that in the brains of inmates who score high on an interview questionnaire designed to diagnose psychopaths, there are some crucial connections missing in the areas of the brain's lower prefrontal cortex.
So if we look in areas that we know to have primary sensory or motor functions, like in visual cortex and auditory cortex, they have normal connectivity in those networks. It seems to be particularly degraded in these attention-related networks.
Koenig says those are the areas of the brain associated with decisions about reward or punishment for a particular behavior. There's still not enough data to allow a defense attorney to go into court and prove that a particular offender committed a crime because of this brain anomaly. But Koenig says he will continue scanning the brains of more inmates with the hope that the result will someday lead to a treatment.
What I hope is that we can say, look, here's the bad end result of some process of psychosocial / neurobiological development. Can we trace this back in time to where we can intervene effectively?
Koenig says reaching that point will require scanning the brains of juvenile offenders and looking for the same kinds of abnormalities now being found in the brains of adult offenders. He believes as the amount of solid data increases, brain scan evidence will soon begin to find its way into the courtroom to determine guilt or innocence. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.